Matthew, is this a good organization for a goaltender to get into just because there aren't many goalies on the depth chart here?
You're always looking for the best opportunity to play at the highest level, right? And I think especially having Marc-Andre Fleury here, he's one of the best goalies in the league. So it's definitely one of the best guys to learn from. So I think it is definitely a good spot for a goalie to be.
What kind of goaltender are you? Do you prefer butterfly or are you more stand-up positional?
Yeah, I'm definitely a butterfly, more positional style goalie. I'm not quite as athletic as Marc-Andre is, but I try to always be in position and make the easy save and keep in all the rebounds. So that's probably my style.
Any plans for next season?
The off season I'm just going to go back to my hometown of Thunder Bay and train and get ready for training camp. And I just expect to be back in Sault Ste. Marie next year in the O playing with the Greyhounds. So we'll see what happens and take it from there.
So do you know the Stalls?
I do, yeah. I skate with all the Stall boys and Patrick Sharp, Alex Hall, all those guys in the summer. So
what do you think about Jordan getting shipped to Carolina yesterday?
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. It's going to be interesting to see those two brothers, maybe if they play together or not, whatever's going to happen. But I know how much you guys love Jordan here in Pittsburgh. But great guy, great player. And you can't complain about those guys.
What were your influences growing up?
I was a big Marty Brodeur fan. Recently, I've been a big Carey Price fan. I feel like he's his style technically is what you want as a goalie, and so those two.
With Jack Campbell going pro, do you expect to see a lot more starts this upcoming season?
I'm hoping so. It's a big opportunity for me, and at the start of this season, I played quite a bit. I was a starter for the first 25 or so games until they made the trade. So. This year, I'm expecting to take as many games as I possibly can and take advantage of that opportunity.
Did you learn anything from Campbell? Did he tell you anything about the process and stuff going in?
Yeah, well, having a first rounder and most winning goalie in U.S. hockey history or something like that, you can't do anything but learn from the guy. And all of his experiences that he's had through hockey and his work ethic off the ice and on the ice. It was really good for me to learn from him, and I think that really benefited me.
What would it be like to learn from a guy like Marc-Andre Fleury, provided you get that opportunity?
Marc-Andre Fleury has become one of the best goalies in the league, so I think it speaks for itself. To be drafted to the same organization as Marc-Andre Fleury is quite an honor for me, and I'm going to try to take away every bit that I can from him.
And what's the feeling like to hear your name called by the Pens here in Pittsburgh?
It was unexpected at first. They're one of the teams I haven't really talked to quite as much, but in front of the hometown fans, it makes it that much more special. And the Penguins have been one of my favorite teams recently and growing up, so it's just such an unbelievable experience. And I don't think it's quite settled in yet, but it's just absolutely unbelievable.
A lot of goaltenders like to see a lot of shots. Other goaltenders don't like to see too many shots. Where do you fall in that spectrum? Do you like to see a lot of shots?
Yeah, I'm definitely one of the goalies who likes to see a lot of shots. I feel like I play better when I'm busier and when I'm playing more frequently. So if I get into a groove and if I'm playing a lot, if I'm playing every game, getting a lot of shots, I think that's when I'm at my best.
And goaltenders are famed for their routines. And have you established a good routine yet?
Yeah, I go through the exact same pregame routine. I know it's typical of a goalie, but...
Do you have a lucky shirt you wear under your jersey?
No, nothing like that. No, all I do is I do the exact same thing before the game. And I get dressed and put everything on the left side first. And other than that, that's all the superstitions I really have.
What's your biggest strength positionally?
I think my size is what really helps me. And I think what I need to improve on is getting that much quicker so I get into position a little bit earlier. And I don't have to make those slider diving saves or anything like that. So I think my size is what really helps me. And I like to keep on all the rebounds and make the easy saves.
Now, what do you say are some things you need to work on, some weaknesses?
Well, I think definitely my foot speed. If I'm going to make it to the next level, that's going to be the biggest thing for me. And I'm going to keep working on it. And I think really that's my biggest weakness at the moment.